We're going to start our availability post-NASCAR Cup Series Championship. We're joined by Kyle Larson. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand. We'll go straight to questions. We'll start over here with Zach, Justin, and Jeff.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Kyle, a big fight there with you and Blaney there, that last green flag run. What's going through your mind in those moments, understanding what's at stake?
Yeah, I mean, when I saw him get to third as quickly as he did, I knew I was going to be in trouble. I felt like, you know, I could maybe hold off William for the length of that run, but holding off Ryan was going to be tough. So, yeah, he could just move around a lot better than me and kind of be more comfortable on the edge. He definitely looked, you know, loose, but, you know, he could still push the car, where I couldn't push the car really further than what I was and at least find lap time. I felt just really committed to the bottom. Even while I would move around and make my car feel better, it was slower on lap time. So I knew I was in a little bit of trouble and was going to try and put up a fight. I felt like I wasn't going to be able to hold him off. So, he did a really good job. And, you know, his team continued to improve on their race car throughout the last, you know, few months. And, they deserve to win.
You guys also seem to be struggling for grip, as you were alluding to there, with that a lot of adjustments during pit stops, but you guys were gaining spots on pit road every time too. What can you say about the resiliency of that number five team?
Yeah, no, I that was the only reason why we're really in the hunt was, you know, pit road and the pit crew obviously, but even, you know, our pit. Like the way we execute our pit road lights, you know, the engineers and everybody who maps that out and everything, you know, I felt like, yeah, I just wanted to keep coming down pit road.
Good job.
You know, I felt like too, William was coming and I knew if I could just stay in front of him, if we could get a caution and get an opportunity to go coming down pit road, our rolling times were going to be so good. I knew our pit crew was going to do a good job that, you know, I could come out the leader of the four of us and was hoping to come out the leader of the race. And, yeah, those guys had just taken two tires, and I just had to work a little bit hard to try and get to the lead, and just didn't get it done. I needed to get to the lead, and I think maybe that would have been our shot.
As you can see, we're joined now by William Byron. We'll continue with questions, and we'll go to Justin.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. Kyle, it seemed like that outside lane would come in more towards the second half of the run, and Blaney kind of really used that pretty much from the start to really hunt you down. Were you kind of surprised by that, or I guess expecting it maybe?
No, I wasn't surprised by anything, you know, he was doing behind me. I felt like, you know, the run was shorter, so he was going to start, you know, moving around sooner because you don't have to worry about kind of taking care of your tires as much for a 70-80 lap run or whatever we were making for runs. So I wasn't surprised to see him moving around, and I wasn't surprised he was making speed up there either, because I got to watch him a lot during the race, and his car was just really good. He could run multiple lanes, and like I said, I just had to run the bottom the whole race. So I was just so committed to that. Basically, it was the same way earlier this spring. So we'll learn from this race as well as the spring and try to study and be a little bit better and try and, you know, I'm sure the cars will be way different next year, it sounds. But we'll just try and learn and see if we can be better.
Go to Jeff.
It seemed like after Denny got eliminated, you know, he talked a lot about how he's at peace because there was nothing he felt like he could have done different. And, like, watching you guys today, nothing jumped out as, like, well, if they'd done this, they would have won. Like, for both of you guys, it just seemed like, you know, you got beat by a faster car. Is that fair to say, like, how you feel that you have a sense of peace with how this went?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at peace knowing that was, yeah, I mean, that's all I had today. I know it didn't look maybe like it that last run, but that was all I had. You know, our team did a really good job of putting us in that spot. I'm still obviously extremely bummed, as I'm sure Denny was last week. You know, even though I didn't feel like I had the fast car, I had an opportunity. So it's a bummer that when you don't win. But at the same point, I'm probably coming up this close, yeah, I'm probably more eager for the following season already. Like, I know where I need to improve. and I'm just ready to get back on the track and work on all that. So, yeah, bummed, but also eager to get into the off season, get working, and get ready for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, like, before the track rubbered in, I thought we were probably the best, but we had clean air too. So I thought when we had clean air, like, we were trying to perfect our balance out front. And then once we got back second to fifth, really, like, we just didn't have the turn. Like, we just couldn't keep up with him, especially running up the racetrack. We could run lower and kind of get out of the leftover resin up there, but we just couldn't rotate up there. So it's kind of all we had. I mean, that last 30 lap before the caution, I thought we had something, and there was a lot of lanes, and the pace was pretty slow. But as soon as we got back going on the restart, that was all we had.
Lee Spencer, CatchFence.com. Kyle, being a champion yourself, what kind of champion do you think Ryan Blaney will be for the sport?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll be a great champion. As every champion, I can't think of a bad champion. So, yeah, I know he'll be good, and he's going to be around for a long time also. You know, he's young and in his 20s still, so, you know, opportunity to win multiple championships. So, you know, his family has a lot of heritage in motorsports too. So I think that's really special to see where that, you know, he's taken that Blaney name to the next level. I'm a huge Blaney fan, like Dave and Dale, Ryan, you know, like, I've gotten a race with a lot of Blaneys, and they're all really good. And so, yeah, you know, it is really cool to, even though he came from a totally different background than his uncle and his dad, you know, it's cool that he's, you know, able to make that Blaney name even more legendary than it already is.
And for both of you.
And Lou. I forgot to mention Lou Blaney, yeah. Too. So, yeah.
And for both of you, how much would you like to go out in your careers the way Harvick did today? I mean, battling guys like you, championship contenders for the win, you know, finishing in the top 10, leading laps. I mean, can you just talk a little bit about what Kevin has meant to you and just to be able to be on top of his game and his very, you know, going out on his own terms?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin's been super good to talk to. Like, I talked to him in my rookie season, and, you know, at this track especially, he's amazing. So that first run was fun to watch him, just the way he works the racetrack and just how he manipulates his car. And, you know, it'll be nice to pick his brain on Phoenix. But, yeah, it's going to be cool to see him go into the broadcast booth. And, you know, he's just been a great race car driver to race against, and respectful but really tough to race with.
Yeah, for me, yeah, I hope whenever I'm done someday, I can, you know, come away and finish my final race in similar fashion. And I really thought he was going to be the one to beat today. You know, he was super fast in practice. Phoenix is his best track probably. And yeah, so it was fun getting to battle with him in his final race there. And yeah, he's just been a fierce competitor, a great ambassador for the sport, and is going to continue to be as well. So. And Keelan's not too far off from racing with all of us too, so I'm excited to share the track with him someday.
Thank you. We'll go over here.
Coop Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. I know there's some difficulties passing today. You know, the higher lane had a lot of momentum, but how much fun did you guys have just fighting all day around, you know, not only a championship four drivers, but, you know, some of the other drivers as well?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, I wasn't able to move up the racetrack, but it was kind of cool. You know, I felt like before Bell had his issues, all of us four were sort of close to each other and together and better at different points of the run. You know, William was doing a really good job at that point to kind of maintain the lead of the four guys. And you could tell he was struggling a little bit, but he did a really good job. And then, yeah, Bell had his issues, and Blaney had to work for it. You know, he had the best car of us four, but he really had to work for it. And guys around him, you know, that were not in the final four, were racing him really hard too. So, yeah, he definitely deserved it, and he earned it. And, you know, kudos to them and his team.
We'll go to, Holly, then wrap up with John.
Thank you. And I apologize if you guys just answered this, but it seemed like to us that Ryan was racing a little bit harder, more aggressively maybe than we always see him go. Would you guys say that was true or not?
No, he's always aggressive. he's always, you know, quick and aggressive. So I don't think it was anything new. I mean, I think maybe just the situations that we were all in and the way the track is here, but I thought it was pretty similar.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a quiet guy, but he, I feel like he races really hard and he gets extremely fired up too on the radio. So I'm sure, I'm curious what his radio sounded like when he was, I seen him, he was mad at the 19 at the end of the second stage. He ran in the back of him under caution, and I think he ran in the back of Ross. one of the next cautions. Oh. No, one of the next cautions. So I'm sure he was mad. I seen they showed his in-car. He was like waving his arms. So, okay. But yeah, no, so it was, I mean, I was a fan from behind the other guys because like, man, maybe we got a shot here. But no, he, like I said, he earned it. He worked really hard throughout that whole race. So he did a great job.
Okay, we'll go John, and then for real, wrap up with Kelly.
John Newby, NBC Sports. There was a bunch made this week about how you guys are, you know, the youngest championship forever. Is there an excitement among you knowing that, you know, there's a potential where the four of you will be continue competing for championships year after year after year, especially with the lack of animosity between you?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of young guys out there that could get into the final four. So I feel like it's just really changing of who's in the good cars and who's kind of coming in the sport. So I feel like some of those opportunities are opening up and I'm getting more experience and a lot of these guys are getting more experience. So
yeah, I mean, I kind of echo that. You know, I feel like too, us at Hendrick Motorsports, like we're with arguably the top team in the sport. So I'm confident that William and I and our teammates will contend for championships as long as we're in one of those four cars. So that's exciting, and yeah, it's fun.
We'll wrap with Kelly.
Kelly, ColonelRacer.com. William, you had said there was no pressure to kind of cap off what has been an incredible year for you and your team. This was the next step for you, winning the most races, number one seed. Do you take this as, okay, we can only just continue to go up from here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a letdown based on how we started the race, but I think that as soon as we got into stage two, it was kind of, you know, trying to figure out, okay, how do we manage what we have and maybe make it a little bit better if we can. And but we just need more on the short tracks. You know, we just struggled as a team on the short tracks, but we had a great season, a lot to be proud of, a lot of good, a lot of really solid races, communicating well as a team. So I feel like all that stuff can just go up a notch, hopefully, and just have a bit more speed at certain tracks that we know are important. We definitely, down the stretch here, it was tough. You know, we didn't have really what we needed, but that's okay.
Kyle, William, really appreciate the time. Class acts, as always. Enjoy the off season.